Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Rishus Revi and everyone here. Chabura is going to be about Kokoho, about Nezikin, and a tiny bit the rest of Kol Tarkula. And hopefully, I'm going to try to begin defining what is Kokoho, what is it not. Is it Chayiv? Is it Pater? In Nezikin and maybe in other areas. And I'm definitely going to focus on two sugyas that are in Bava Kamma and then branch out to other areas of Torah. The two sugyas are going to be, one is in Daf Yud Tes, specifically about Sraros, and the other one's in the sugya of Ishim Shem Chitzav and Chaf Beis Amin Aleph. It's also relevant to Sraros, but it's connected to Ish. So a lot of things we're going to discuss will for sure be dependent on how you have a mahalach in Soros or how you have a mahalach in Eish. Hopefully we'll discuss some of them. Obviously not covering every possible mahalach in all the areas. And as we discuss the other areas of Torah, there may be unique factors to each one, and we're going to try to cover some of them, but obviously you probably can give a chabur on each one independently. So just to pose it as a question, perhaps maybe this is what we're a little bit trying to answer. What if a person made a certain machine that had multiple gears and factors that you press a button and it causes one thing to hit another thing, and after some time it causes someone to have a damage? Would that be something you'd be chayv on? Maybe this is similar to, maybe it's not, the self-driving car. You press a button, your car drives itself, and then it damages somebody. Should you be chayv or be pater mishum isha mishum chetzav? Should you be chayv because of Koach Adam or Gufa or the like, when you have your self-driving car, damage somebody else, okay? I'm not absolutely getting into every part of that example, but I think some things we're going to describe about how to look at Koach Koho will hopefully answer that question. So just to define what is, the words Koach Koho in Shas and Koach Sheni, the Chavur is not really about Koach Rishon and Koach Sheni, but for some postgame and maybe Rishonim, those are the same thing, so it's worthwhile at least to describe what they are in their original context. So Koch Koho in the Gemara has come up in Bava Kamma, talking about if the tarnagol or any animal hits a kli, and then one kli breaks another kli, so you have chepsa number one, you have a pu'ula of the adam or the behemoth on chepsa number one, and chepsa number two continues that action just upon a second chepsa onto another kli, breaks a second kli. That's what's called koho. And then we have that described over here. We also have in the Gemara Makos, when describing killing b'shogeg, chenam and aleph, it says if somebody throws a rock or a cloud of dirt at a bunch of tamarim, a bunch of dates on the train, they fall down, they kill someone b'shogeg. The Gemara there says, if it's kokoho, that's going to be pater. Okay? That's the, whatever. They will deal with the sugya of chayav pater soon. So those are the two Gemaras that directly deal with things that seem to be related. There's one third time in Shas that talks about kokoho explicitly, using these terms, in Avodah Zarah Daf Samach, talking about Maga Akum, that if the goy puts a korah al top of daf, agabe anavim, he presses down on the grapes to turn them into wine, or into grape juice, into wine, that's going to be the sugya there, to Lashon from the Gemara. Is that called Maga Akum or not Maga Akum? Those are three times in Shas explicitly. Bava Kamma, Yetet, Makos, Chet, sorry, Yetet in Bava Kamma, Chet, Amun Aleph in Makos, and Samach Amun Aleph in Avodah Zarah. The times when Koch Sheni come up is two times, and that's talking about something else. It's talking about when you remove a dam, or you remove something that's blocking water or something, a natural force from occurring, and the original gush of the water flowing is called Koch Rishon. The second flush is called gush is called Koch Sheni. What's the exact definition? What's the first one? What's the second? Is hopefully food for thought. We're going to describe later with Rashi and the Yad Ramah, famous in Yanim. We're going to get back to it because it may have something to do with Koho, and it may have nothing to do with the two. It may have nothing to do with Koko. In the sugyas and Shas, it comes up only regarding two sugyas, and Sanhedrin, Ayin Zayin, Mabez talks about killing someone with a Bidka D'Maya, killing someone with the picking up water from the dam, and Koch Rishon Tchai Koch Sheni Pater. And in Chulin Ted Zayin Amud Aleph talks about the Daf Yomi next week is doing a shechita using such a system where you pick up the dam and then the water flows and pushes a wheel which has a knife on it and kills a chicken and does a kosher shechita. Would that be kosher? The Gemara also there distinguishes Koch Rishon Koch Sheni. That's it for Shas, I believe. For the three times explicitly talking about Koch Kocho, two times Koch Rishon Koch Sheni. To begin our sugya, okay, Yetena Min Aleph in Bava Kama, actually Bava Kama. Gemara says, "Bai Ravashi, Kol Kocho L'Somchus K'Kocho Dami Olo." The beginning translation before we get to Rishonim, it sounds like we're asking a very major question. What do we think? The million-dollar question. What do we think about Kol Kocho? Except it's clearly noticeable the Gemara adds in L'Somchus. We're only asking with him. We're gonna have to think. Why did the Gemara put that in? And then the Gemara doesn't finish there. The Gemara is explains itself. Perushe Kamafarish, what question do you mean to ask? Mi gamer halacha mokila b'kokocho? Odilma lo gamer halacha klau v'teku. So, do we think that Sumpa says that yes, there is halacha v'shinai that it's sorry based on Nezek, like Rabbanan, and he says it's not just about, it's not the case of regular kach over there, he says Nezek Shalom, as is in the beginning of the Perek. But if it's called Kocho, he'll agree to the Rabbanan, that's considered Chatzi Nezek. Or Dema lo gamer halacha klau. And he's going to not hold the halacha Mershina ever. What would he say over there? Would he say Chayiv completely or Pater completely? Is not evident in the words of the Gemara at all. It's not evident in these words. So, if one were to... Okay, before we do the rush, just to present it, and then we'll see it inside, maybe. The two phrases of the Gemara maybe could be read as two totally different questions. One's very fundamental. Is ko'okocho ke'okocho, or is it not ke'okocho? That's like a big, gigantic question. And then the second question is, mi gamer is a unique question for Simchus. And then the two relate to each other. Why are they actually relevant at all? Because if you think ko'okocho is ke'okocho, well then... Why would Simchus say you're not going to pay full nezek? It's like, oh, well, I can understand it if someone were to suppose that comes a halach v'shinai and takes it down from full koach and brings it down to chetzi nezek. And then the other side might line up with the second side of the first question and might say, well, koach is not really koach, and then lo gamer halacha. And secondly, he is also not chayv if you assume that the halach v'shinai is not going to raise up the bar, raise it from a not being chayv to being chayv. Okay. You know what, maybe I'll just put in the Rishonim and then I'll reread the Gemara. I have here, I think, four ways. I think there are different ways to read this question. So the famous one, I'm not going to read all the Marmakomas inside, but I presented them, and some of them I'm going to read inside, like the Rush is probably the number one Marmakom for this entire topic, is the Rush. He says the following, Rav Alfizalo, he bi'arbaya mishum delisim chuzim v'bayelei. Why did the Rif not quote this Gemara? La halacha, the Rambam also doesn't quote this din, to my knowledge. He doesn't quote this halacha of Ko Kocho and Hilchos Sraris. The late Hilchos Kavase. So I know why. Because it's a libid of Simchus. We don't pass him, so why bother quoting it? Ali Nires at the Raj. He's not quoting it all of Baizu. There's a tremendous nafkamina from mentioning this, and that's very, very important. And to be told by Yaso, Mashon, the Pshita Lady, Koach, Kocho, Kikocho Dami. Lekuliyamo says the Rush. It seems from this Gemara you can apply the following principle, which is that kokocho is kokocho dummy in general. Let's just say at least here for Sraros, maybe all of Nezikin, but at least in certain principles of how to think about kokocho, you see kokocho is kokocho dummy, and the Rabbanon therefore mishal al kokocho chetzi nezik, just like you do for kamal kokocho. And now we want to know within Simchus, then why did the Gemara ask within Simchus something unique? Because had Gamar Hilchata, E Simchus Gamar Hilchata, Sarars, Lako, Koko, Lachati Nezek, Kamal, Rabbanon, Koko, do they pay, does Simchus agree to the payment that the Rabbanon say? So when the Gemara asked the question, perhaps, Koko Dami Olo, how do you think about Koko? Is it like Koko? The question is not really. Fundamentally, in the broad shayla of things, is it your maisa or is it not? We're not really trying to figure that out in this unique question. We know that. Koach kocho is kokocho. We mean to ask, is the payment kikocho? And then that lines up with the first beginning of the Gemara, or the beginning of the second question is migamar halacha. So, and woke in the bakol kocho, and that would take down migara, the original chiyuv, from being like kocho, which should have been nezek shalom, and pulls it down to being chetzi nezek, and would be, i.e. in the terminology of the first question, kocho dahainu, the rabbanan's kocho, which would pay chetzi nezek. No one thought, he says, don't read the Gemara as follows and think that Igamar Hilchata Moki Labakol Kocho Lechayv Chatzinezek. Don't read it basically the way I originally did and say that maybe the Koach Kocho is creating a Chiyuv where there shouldn't have been one. And it's coming to Machayv Chatzinezek. So let's suppose someone were to think exactly the opposite of the Rosh's general assumption and come into the assumption with and now try to read the suffix and say, well, kikocho dami, do you pay just like the Rabbana pay chetzi nezek, but why would that be? I thought kikocho is not kikocho. Well, because Gamar Halacha raises up the bar from nothing to half. Or Dilma, no. Lo Gamar Halacha remains at zero. Says the Rosh, that's not possible. Not possible to read the Gemara like that. He says, well, halekel is dabuke, dipshita de hilchata ligre teshluminata. Of course, it's only removing level lechayim b'makom shorei le'tzor mishum hachi lo kamar le'al. And in Tainu Abayis, that Ravu was besafik originally. How to think about koach of sraros is kocho kigufo or not kigufo? If you say kocho is kigufo, then why shouldn't sraros pay chatzin ezek? And if it's not kigufo, then again, why it should pay nothing? Why are you paying chatzin ezek? The Gemara says, after he asked the question, he realized and said, yes, kocho is kigufo, and the halacha mashinai removes a full nezek. But the Gemara could have equally have said something opposite. Lo de kuleyama kocho lav kigufo. And the Gemara could have said, no, kocho is nothing. But yet, why do you pay? Oh, because the halacha raises the bar. You know why that wasn't on the table back on Yud Zayin? Because that's the way halacha Moshe Mishinai is generally function. Is to be more makel than the original dinkin. And Gabi Sukkah. We find by Sukkah that that's what happens. It lessens the original chiyuv. Kim da tefach korv le nizemasati in the Balamor, which might be the kalashon to harara lo pirish atosis kain. So the Balamor, I was not zocher to find. Didn't see anything in our sugya that touched on this that helped discuss the Indian. It could be some other Balamor somewhere else. But the Tosis, I'm going to get back to it. But he's claiming that he's going to be arguing on what Tosis says. So that's definitely the Shitas HaRash, the way he read the Gemara, is that the two questions are related to one another, but neither of them are actually asking a general question, what do you think about Kocho? Because that's Pashut, is Kokocho Dam. His proof is just from Yud Zayin and just from a general Svara from Hilchos Sukkah that we see that Halacha Mishnah removes Chiyuv, not adds Chiyuv. Now, the Nachlas David and like others have thought about this question and asked on the Rosh, it's not absolutely Mufrach. In the Gemara and Sukkah, it is the fifth source, I'm not reading inside right now, that in the Gemara and Sukkah, it's actually a Machlokas. According to one of the shows over there, you could have a Halacha Mishnah that's more Machnir than what the Din when the Torah Din would have been. And so why is it so pshita to the Rosh over here? Yes, it's true, we pass in like the Lashon that says it removes Chiyuv, but the Gemara there are two Lashonos. Why is it so obvious that the Gemara here couldn't have had a suffix? Rav Ashi could not have thought, or sorry, the Gemara couldn't be assuming that the Halacha Shina would be adding Chiyuv. Maybe just like there we had a thought, so too here. That's one very simple point that one definitely could make. Another one that Nachlas David makes is, and we're going to have to definitely get into, is this line up with other places in Shas that talk about Kol Kocho? And when the Gemara seems to be, it's very obvious to the Gemara what the din is by Kol Kocho, by Makos, whatever it is, Liftor Achiyah, but it doesn't seem to align with our Gemara, which has a suffix about it. Okay, and that, I think, that question I'm definitely going to push off till later, till we start to comparing and contrasting, are Nezikin the same or different than other areas, Legabe Kol Kocho. One other thought of why this is not absolutely mufrach to other Rishonim, I didn't see this anyway, but I think it's very reasonable, is the Rambam doesn't necessarily think, I think he writes it this way, it's not, source, Pinchas and Ezek, is not a halacha of Shesinai, it's a halacha of, like, of the Divrei Sofrim. I think he thinks it's a hilchata, when the Gemara says hilchata, doesn't always mean halacha of Shesinai. It means, it's an old tradition that we know to be true. So, if that's the case, it doesn't have to be comparable to Sukkah. Okay, that's just a add-on point, that it's not mukhrach, you have to accept this. Yes, true, Rashi doesn't assume that hilchata here means halacha of Sinai, but for those who didn't say that, something's not absolutely mukhrach. Alright, so, now let's, I just wanted to open up, what are other readings on how to learn this point of the Gemara, of Bayer Vashi, and then maybe touch hopefully on, I mean, think perhaps the more exciting, interesting question about the Tosus and the Rambam by Eish. So over here I just mentioned in 3 we basically have something very dumb like the Rush in the Shita, that for the Rabbanan there is no question, that Shita that you're going to say but he throws in one thing that I thought was just interesting and we'll get to it later. Is there ever a difference between Koach Kocho and Koach Koach Kocho? 2 and 3 Kochos? If someone were to suppose Kocho is Kekocho Dami, but what about 3? Is 3 different than 2? Is 3 different than 4 or whatever? Is there any limit? So I should have mentioned this in the beginning. I didn't remember, but I think that might hinge or may not hinge on the following question of why is Koach Kocho even a Shiloh? Why is Kocho different than Kocho? For those who say it's Pater, or just why is it even a question to Rav Ashi? Why is it even a discussion in these poskim? So, from Achronim, I'm taking from Achronim in these sugyas, the Teruah Shor, and we might get to later, the Teruah Shor thinks Kavanah is not a factor here. It does not depend on how much you intend the koach kocho to occur, how likely is it, how expected, how much you... That doesn't really make any difference. It's a dilution of your original koach. Original maisa is now... has now been diverted when you have a derivative koach by having your koach go in one direction and bounce off something else, or have a different klepsa act upon another force. And have your force redirected is called... It's okay. It's more grumma, like it's no longer directly connected to you. That svar is sort of a lack of maisa adam in the koach kocho. And there's another approach which says we may say from the Aruch HaShulchan and from the Chazon Yechezkel and others that maybe the distinguishing factor between koach kocho and kocho is kavana, and we could try to show rayas for this, not here so locally. But if you think the defining factor between koach and koach kocho is because it's often, at least, the unlikely case that I was going to exactly precisely make it work, that I'd hit one thing and that would hit something else and it would create the impact that I'm intending. So for cases like source of an animal, it's very reasonable that the animal's going to have one, not going to actually, animals hardly... intend, maybe they have Kavanas al-Hazik by Karen, but it's very hard to imagine that they actually had in mind they're going to have this Klicheris break and break something else by its intention. And that will definitely have tremendous nafkaminas when we're discussing things of someone like the self-driving car or something, someone creating a system to, not a Grumman system, but a Kohokoho system to try to use loopholes of Kohokoho. Will that matter in the discussions that you clearly had intention for? So if we now think about 3 kocho, 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 again with this question in mind, it may not be connected. And then I remember, Rosenzweig made the argument, it could be that these two stadim may not actually make any difference for kocho. It could be both of them could start seeing differences between 2 and 3. If it's a kavana thing, well then maybe it's often the case, less likely you're going to milchaven on a third thing. Or it could be that your koach has now been diluted once, is not quite as much as diluted twice. I could see that. But I would have more easily have thought to say that in terms of the dilution of your koach, I would have said, if you say koach kagufo dami, that means like it's an equation almost. So then there's hardly any dilution. So then kokoho, if you say kokoho is kokoho dami, so then your mice is being reflected in a pristine way that's carrying over your same koach. So then the third should be the same as the second, which should be the same as the first, same as gufo. So then two is no different than three, if you assume that it's a lot to do with the mice being diluted. But if you have something, if it has a matter of kavana, so it'll clearly depend on the situation, but it may be that you don't mechaven for so many things to happen. That's just a suggestion.
It also may depend on if koch kocho or koch may depend also whether or not you really chayev all of it, or you really chayev. The real idea is just chayev whatever you call koch.
Right. Okay. So,
but that's the same. You know what I mean?
Right. So Revi is mentioning something that's extremely pointed that we're going to get to when we try to compare and contrast different areas of Torah. Some areas of Torah are more mice-oriented, some are result-oriented. I didn't mean to say Rebbe's words are that, but if the reason I'm being mechayev to pay something is because of a result, that something happened, someone else lost money because of me, and I was a chosar shmir, and nothing to do with like a mice, adam, how quite involved I was, well then it really shouldn't make almost hardly any difference between the koach or a koach kocho and a koach kocho. If it's mice oriented, then yes, like for trying to be yote mitzvahs, or to be making a chalos on a shchita or to kiddush mechatas or something like that, then there's more ritual component. Well, then yes, maybe. So maybe I shouldn't only be asking the question of is it a question of lack of direct koach or kavana oriented, or what area tchum of Torah is this that we're discussing in the first place? Yeah. Okay. So I'm definitely not fully immersed in all of second parak. So perfect.
So I think Rashi says that chain would not say that it's good enough to be in chain if it's kochot. That's the case of kavod. So even when you use a kochot with Google, it doesn't mean that it's pristine transfer, that it's non-mishkuchot.
100%.
There's still some kind of lack in total equation there.
Got it. So,
like you're saying that.
So maybe I wouldn't say just because one is the same, koach is kagufo, so then I should say, oh, then two is like one and three is like two. You don't have to say that. It's just it carries over the rover a good portion of my koach, and then at some point it's so diluted. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Oh. Okay.
Toldo,
on Yud Beis or on Gimel?
Gimel Beis. Gimel Beis. The Gemara is Toldo Adam. The Gemara suggests that Kovo is the Toldo of Adam. The Gemara says no, that's because Kovo can Gufo them. Rashi says Kovo.
Okay. And that should show there's a difference between the koho and the gufo, or
not the koho, because you think it's tolda.
Okay. It's not about dafka, because even by regal, your tolda is it hits with the guf, or you know, tolda could be a different part of the body. It doesn't mean that it's meaning. So your koach is a different part of your body as well. Doesn't necessarily mean that your koach is fundamentally different than your body, than as opposed to a camera and a foot.
Yeah. Well, yeah, what we're saying is that there's.
You don't have from there any.
Yeah, I think we're just trying to bridge that. That would be another tomorrow. You have to direct.
In learning koho kugufo, there's room to distinguish. Okay. Adam also.
If someone will say that gemara means.
It's 100%.
That's koho, and therefore that's gufo, and it's not a tolda. Then yeah, that sounds okay. Pretty much like then you're saying that. Kohu is Gufo, and there's no difference.
Okay,
if you say it's a Toldo, there's room to discuss.
It's less. It's
how much that has to do with Toldo, how much that has to do with Kohu not being like Gufo.
Fine.
That's
yeah, so. Yeah, sure.
I guess another factor potentially that may also relate to Toldo is whether it's a valid dilution, which I think is the early part, or whether it's just at a certain point we can't really connect the dots. It's not that it progressively gets less, it's just at a certain point it's like, look, that's almost removed from the picture. So the tolda, anyone tolda means maybe this is Shabbos versus Tuma, but the tolda language may indicate that it's the dilution approach. But if you say it's about dilution, then you have a svara to say that three is not the same as two. Whereas if you say it's hafka, it's a bit harder to say that.
Good. Okay. I hear. Okay. That's a different, maybe the opposite of what I was originally thinking, but yes, in that terminology it makes a lot of sense. If it's at some point, and we may discuss this far later, a patur is that you can't connect the dots to me because it's so far removed, so it's hafka, it's like menasek we talk about, so then there's a lot of, if you think two is already good enough to connect it to me, so then maybe three as well, but the illusion maybe not. Okay. All right, we'll come back to some of these svaras in Mirtz Hashem. But let's just finish up in reading hopefully a test, and then work on a new sugya. The Shita mentions that point, but that he doesn't think there's such a difference. If you assume kocho is kekocho, he says, well, Pshita le Ravashi in chilek bin koach echa le kochot harbe. Kochot harbe, I think, means more than even one or two, probably even three. Okay, anyway, he says that there shouldn't be a difference. And that's like the very initial thing that makes a lot of sense. The Rivash in the Tshuva is dealing with our Gemara, and the Shoel, we don't have the Shoel's words, but we have what the Rivash is explaining from him, had basically assumed what the Rosh had not to say, and he's explaining why that shita is not correct. So it's similar, comes out very similar to the Rush, but it doesn't. Why did the Gemara only ask within Sumchos? Amart, you said, says the Rivash, you're reading, I think it's basically the same one that, or very similar to what the Rush was excluding, the Rivash does the same, and he tries to bring a textual proof to what the Rush said. The Rush, his basic proof was the way Halachot and Sinai work all in Torah, and he tried to show from the Gemara in Yud Zayin. The Nachlas David basically pointed out it's not really super mochrach. The Rivash thinks the Rush is correct and tries to prove it from the Gemara. He says, "Diko koko medina patra legamri al mesavka lesumchus kedi lekam halacha imkain hachi havilei lemebaya lesumchus ilav kikoko upatra legamri kerabanon ochai mesak kedi lekam halacha." Biz, I think his proof is that the Gemara should have said on one of the studim that it's lav kikoko upatra. Basically, for us, what I think he's changing the order of the Gemara's two points. Of first, we have koho, dummy, and then low. He's putting the low first, but I think the point is the Gemara should have really said that potentially could be putter here. It's a strange thing for Sukkos, who usually thinks you're chayiv nezik sholim, to say, oh, once you talk about koho, maybe you're putter legamri. And the Gemara never says anything about being putter. So he says the initial assumption should be either you're going to pay half or full. So how could you get away with saying in the suffix we're assuming zero and the Gemara doesn't use anything like it? It just says lo gamri helchata. I mean, you're supposed to know that means nothing? Now, I believe the Rivash is ha'ara, that the Gemara should have been more explicit in its teshlumin in the studim if you are correct. I forgot to mention, but definitely a lot of the ha'aras and thoughts I had were from my chavrusa, Scott. So one of the thoughts in just explaining better the Rivash, I think we said, there's a greater difference between paying nothing and paying half than paying half and paying whole. Meaning, no matter what, the Gemara is ambiguous about the second side. It doesn't say what you'll pay. So to say it means you're going to pay whole, as opposed to saying the first side means half, and neither of that's explicit, is still more comfortable for the Rivash than saying it means zero. Because the Potter versus Chayiv a little and Chayiv a lot is a very different thing. And anyway, to some degree, the original assumption in our mind is someone always thinks you're Chayiv. That's, I believe, just explaining the Rivash. That's what I think is coming from. And then he goes on to say very much in the same proof as the Rush in How to Learn Halakha Moshesinais. Okay, now to turn our attention perhaps to Chav Bezam and Aleph. Any other thoughts on that first question in the Rush and that sugya? Okay, so now Tosfos. So the Rush said explicitly he thinks he is going to be disagreeing with Tosfos. The Rush says I'm disagreeing with Tosfos. So which Tosfos? So it wasn't my invention, but the Hagos HaBach on the Tosa says he thinks he's referring to, on the Rush says he thinks he's referring to this again, the Gra and the Kesef of Mishnah. There are several Rishonim and Afronim who point to this, and the Shita, it's like almost explicitly connected, so I think there's definitely good reason to believe that this is why other Achronim said that this Tosis is probably the one that the Rosh is picking on. It comes up in the Gemara on Chav Beis and Aleph, after the Gemara introduced the question of Ish Mishum, I don't know, Ma'am Mechayev, what's a Chayev for? We have Rabbi Yochanan famously says, Ish Mechitzav, it's like Ishan Aaron, Rish Lakish, is Mishum Amono. And the Gemara explains the two stadim, why each one said what they said, and then Gemara says, we have a proof. Tanan, I'm reading in this six, or in our Gemara's, the middle of the Amud, Kalish and Adacharara, and on the Gedish you pay Chati Nezek, says in the Mishnah. If your Caleb takes in a coal and takes a biscuit with it, so then you pay full Nezek on the Shein of the biscuit, on the Harara, but on the Kiddush, Chatzin Ezek. So the Gemara says, I understand, Bishlam, according to the man of Rabbi Yochanan, Ishmishum Chita, Chita, Dukhelevu. So that is, let's take the simple explanation, that's Sraros, because the Chita, Ishmishum Chita means that it's considered the Adam, it's considered basically, oh, more or less, Adam Amazik, or it's your Koach of a person. So when we discuss that by Behema, so then we could discuss it being like Sraros. Goof of a, if you can't say it's goof of mamish, because the fire extending from the gachelet of the kelev is only going to be kocho, it's not going to be goofo, but we have a halacha that says that for koach of a behemoth you pay half. So I understand how to read the Mishnah according to Rabbi Yochanan. Elam anamer, ish mishum amono, hai, ish lam amono de bal kelev. So if you assume, like Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, why are you paying chatzi nezek for the Giddish, maybe I should pay nothing. Hi Mamono, Elai Mamono, De Baal Kalavu. Just to mention, and it may come up later, what does it mean, Ish Rishu Mamono, is definitely discussion in Rishonim. Very briefly, Rashi thinks Mamono, or he says, Kesalka Daitach, will mention that Mamon is really ownership. Gachel Che'en Shalau. If you don't own it, that's not called your mamon. And Tosa says, no, that absolute ownership doesn't make any difference. It matters who lit it, or the person that's shomer on this fire. So, whatever the case is, the person who lit the gachelet is going to be the baal gachelet, and this kelev is not that. And right, that hakira may relate to the general things in the Isser or Mamon or Shmira, many Chashim and Yonim, this Rashi and Tosos. But for our sugi, the Gemara says, so what does it mean that you're paying on the Gedish half Nezek? Says the Gemara, within Reish Lakish, the answer is, Hakam Askinon, Da'adya Aduye. It, according to Rashi, was Zarek, it threw the coal onto the Gedish. If it throws it, that's clearly an action of Koach, of throwing it. And therefore, al charara, you could pay nezek shalom because of shein. The makom mechalet chetzi nezek because it threw something. That's called kocho easily. And gedish is potter. Why is gedish potter? Because it's no longer. I think this is from Rashi. It's no longer ish mishum mamono. It wasn't the mamon of the baal kelev anyway. And it's no longer the. It's no longer the Zarak, the Sraros of the Behemoth. The fact that the fire continues to extend has nothing to do with me. Fire extending according to Reish Lakish is not a matter of Koach, it's not a matter of Adam Mazik, it's a matter of Mamon, and you can't have a Mamon of a Caliph that extends and is Mechayev, the Baal Caliph. That's Reish Lakish. And says the Gemara, what about for Rabbi Yochanan? Now, it's a little strange, a tiny bit, but I don't have such a good answer. Just, why did the Gemara need to explain Rabbi Yochanan if we already said Bishlama for Rabbi Yochanan? So, I wouldn't have put a question mark there if I was puncturing the Gemara. The Gemara might just sort of be trying to explain Rabbi Yochanan more than it started with. Not that we actually have a question on Rabbi Yochanan, but it may be dealt with a tiny bit in the hints in the Rishonim. Rabbi Yochanan, what is he going to say? Has he explained it? Oh, Nachanucha. He explains that we're talking about the Caliph takes the coal, puts it down. Al Haram Makom Gachal Mishalim Nezek Shalim. for Shein, and then for the goof of the caliph causing a damage with the Makum Gachalet. That's just, the Makum Gachalet is the Nezek Shalim. Like Gufa of Al Gadish, Mishalim, Chatzi Nezek, because of Sraros. That's what it sounds like from the Rashi. Though Rashi does have another Lashon, a very important one, where he says, what we said now, until now, is all right in Rashi. There's one more Lashon in Rashi, in Rish Lakish, that's worthwhile to mention, that he says Chetzi Nezek on the throwing the coal to hit the spot, the Magum Achel you're paying, is it because of Sararus Rashi has one Lashon, or because it's Mishuna, it's Karen Mishuna you pay Chetzi Nezek. Okay, those are the two Lashons in Rashi. So, there's probably a tremendous amount of things to Medayik and discuss, but the one that I'm going to focus on is what Tosas picks up on, is why is Rabbi Yochanan looking? Why is Rabbi Yochanan finding a totally different case than Reish Lakish? Mm-hmm. Why didn't he just say the more comparable case, the exact same case as Reish Lakish said? Aji Aduye. He should say the same thing. Now, why wouldn't he sort of want to make, why make an Okimta and making it Aji Aduye, like throwing things that's just totally not mashma in the Mishnah, it's an Okimta almost, rather than say Aji to say Anachanuchai? So, just by the way, why would Tosaf even have a question? I think it has a lot to do with other Rishonim when they say it, is because if you were to have supposed that if you were to be Adi Aduye throwing it, and you'd say your Chayav on Soros on the spot that it hits, and the entire Giddush, because the entire Giddush is an extension of your Koach, that's how fire works according to Rabbi Yochanan, well then the Mishnah reads very nicely, because now the entire Giddush and the Magum Gachalot are paying the exact same thing, Chetzi Nezek. So it says in the Mishnah, Chararah Nezek Shalim, but the Giddush, Chetzi Nezek, I read the Mishnah beautifully. It means the entire Giddush, Magum Gachalot and Giddush, the rest of Giddush included. But the Gemara doesn't do that. The Gemara does say Anachanuchai, and therefore distinguishes. It says, when we say Giddush, it means everything minus Makom Gachalot. Okay, the Gemara is willing to do that. But Tosas says, well, in fact, why didn't we say the better reading, perhaps, of Aji Aduye? So it says, Tosas, Lomati Lamemer in 7, Lomati Lamemer Aji Aduye. We couldn't have said throwing it. Kol Giddush Chatzin Nezek. The Kocho Koach Kocho Lav Kocho Dami Havi Al Kol Shar Giddush. Potter, he says, for us the magic words, if it would have been a case of Kocho, well then Rabbi Yochanan would have thought it would be Potter. Now, sorry, to read the words more precisely this time, E Kocho Lav Kocho Dami, it seems almost like he is not certain what it is, what the din Kocho is, a Chayav, is a Potter, and he's almost saying, if it were to be the Kocho is not Kocho Dami, meaning if it were to be that that's Potter, well, then this too should be Pater, and the Gemara doesn't want to get into that. Okay? So, just to explain very basically what Tosafot is saying, and then we're going to draw our proofs to what the Rush was, I think, attempting to quote against, to disagree with the Tosafot. So, when according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you took the Chararah with the Gachal and you threw it onto the Giddush, so there would be Koach number one is the throw. Koach number two is the extension of the fire. That's called Koach Kocho. So since that's called Koach Kocho, the most basic reading in Tosis, which many Achronim assume, like according to the Zera Yitzchak and the, I don't know where to put it, much later, but several Achronim on this Tosis, I cut it out. Okay, several Achronim on the Tosis basically say what Tosis means, Rishmul and the Gra and the Shulchan Aruch. They say what Tosis means is, just like the Gemara had a suffix previously within Sumchus, kol kocho, kikocho dami olav, olo. So two Tosafot means to say, we could generalize that, and it's true probably even for the Rabbanan, and it's true in general, how to think about kocho, and we could apply it to ish, even though this ish here is just, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is just a very similar to Sraros, is just an extension of your koach. And that was, just like it was a suffix over there, it was unresolved, it was a teku. So to here, it should be a question. And the Gemara doesn't want to get into it, except for the Gemara doesn't make no kinta of Aji Aduye. Because if it does that, then stepping on people's toes by saying, oh, by the way, kokoho is kokoho dami, and we don't want to do that because it's possible kokoho la kokoho. That's how many Achronim want to read Tosas. If they do, then that they clearly understand why the Rush is thinking, no, like, because then the Rush would have said back to Tosas, well, what does he mean? To say that we're talking about Safek, it's general. It's not really general. It's only within Sukkahs, and he proves it from Sukkah and the like. What are we talking about? That Safek is not relevant to our Sukkah. We're talking about, let's say, the Rabbanim. So the Amshel Shlomo, he says, no, Tosfos didn't mean that, and he limits Tosfos significantly and makes it, or tries to make it so there's no kasher. There's no difference between him and the Rosh. He says, of course the Rosh is right. He says, Bochrocha, of course that the Gemara is asking and so on, so therefore everybody has to agree, Kokoho is Kokoho Dami. But Tosfos means to ask, well, the Gemara in the beginning of the Perek started making this Mishnah, Liba de Rabbi Elazar, who held like Sumpas, tries to make this Mishnah fit within Sumpas. And if this Mishnah could fit within Sumpas, yes, obviously Sumpas would sound like Gedisha Pei Full Mazak, but that was the Braisa on the Mishnah. So if you wanted the cases of Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan to encapsulate all the Tanayim and all the Braises, so then when Rabbi Yochanan read this Mishnah, he couldn't have said Adye Duye, because he would know that the Braisa says about the Mishnah that Sumpas says on the Gedisha Pei Full Mazak, and since Sumpas, we're not sure what's in Koko Akoko, that is Kokoho Dami, I mean, it's not Kokoho Dami. So therefore, the Braisa would not be correct according to Rabbi Yochanan's Rida, Liba de Sumchus. So it says the Marsha, that's what Tosa means. Meaning, within the Sumchus world, this is, we couldn't do the Mesa Shankipta. Our Gemara here is not discussing Sumchus today, it was discussing on Yitchet, but that's what's behind the Gemara, that's what's bothering Tosas. And therefore, there's no problem between the Tosas and the Rush. That's definitely the actual Shlomo. Just to clarify more, and I think by this point there's definitely a question on the Marshal, is if you think like the Marshal, let's try to read again the original Safek of Sumchus. The original Safek is within Sumchus saying that of course Kokoho is Kokoho Dami in general, and we want to know, do you pay like Koach of the Rabbanon and pay half, because we would gomer the Hilchata, or do you say that you pay full Nezek, because Koach Kocho is Kekocho Dami, and lo gomer Hilchata. So let me just try to clarify. That was the way the Rosh read the Gemara, so the Marshal is saying Tosa would do the same, but in Cain, then the two stars of the Gemara either pay half or pay full, but both of them are absolutely assuming in the Klali world that Kokoho is Kokoho Dami. And it definitely is going to be our question.
Rabbi, want
to... That, I'm not sure if I'm making it clear, but the Gra asked the following question on the Marshal. He says, even if you accept the Marshal, it doesn't align exactly to what Tosfos says. This is source... I want to get to all the Gras. 22, he says, Devar Temuim, Im Kain, I'm sorry, in 22, page 4 in the middle of the right column, Devar Temuim, Im Kain, Havele, Lamemar, Dilav, Kekocho, Dami, Cheti Nezek, Hudim, Eshalim. Meaning, the two Stadim in the Gemara either pay full Nezek or pay half. Tosfos is not supposing that. Tosfos is supposing pay nothing. I'll leave it to Sumchus and Kokoho. And that's Meduik Tosfos. Tosfos says, in those words, oh, we don't want to be Mekayim because of other Aduye, because Iko Koko Lav Kikoho Dami Havel Kol Shar Gadish Potter. He didn't say Chetzi Nezek, he says nothing. So he doesn't want at all. That just makes the point that you can't really align 100% the Marshal and the Tosfos. The Gemara says it doesn't actually. You could have just aligned a Marshal type of Derech and the Rosh, and rewritten Tosfos minus, plus or minus two words. Meaning, he says, if you're the Rosh and you're reading our Gemara and you want to say what Tosfos says, you could do it, you just have to tweak one or two words. You won't have to come out to say, Kokoho is like a Kokoho Dami, it's totally Pater, would be, Kokoho is going to be Lav Kokoho Dami, and you're going to pay Nezek Shalim, and we know on the Gedish you're paying full Nezek. So, you could have read the Gemara smoothly, meaning, the Gemara is just pointing out, there is a harvacha with the Marshal no matter what, because if you're the Rosh, how do you read our Gemara? Tosa had a question. You could have said, hu adin, you know, we quote Ajaduya hu adin for anachanuch. But let's suppose you don't want to do that. So then I have an answer, the Marshal, which is the Safek within Sumchus compelling us not to bring in Ajaduya. So in terms of actually reading the Tosas, the many Achronim do assume that the Tosas thought, though, the Suffolk, in some places, is also relevant to the Rabban. Yeah.
I don't know if there's more of the Marshal here than you put here. At least what's here, mm-hmm. It doesn't sound like he's motivated by trying to make Tosas agree with the Rosh. That's not his issue. He's just trying to say that Tosas doesn't think that the Rabbanon, there's actually a Suffolk where they call Kofodon. That Suffolk is only in Sumchus, and he thinks it's true. Yeah, the fact that Gemara asked in Sumchus that in Rabbanon there's no Shaila.
I think even in the paragraph 4, the rush was not a factor for him.
But my
horror is just that anybody who read the Gemara similar to the Rosh is that the Gemara is local to some place and not to other Manda Amrim seems to be at odds with this Tosfos, and that's what the Marshal is coming to end. Meaning,
that's what I'm saying. I don't think the Marshal is arguing that the Rosh is... The Rosh thinks Tosfos disagrees with him, and he's right. That Tosfos disagrees with him, but...
And the Marshal...
I think the Marshal is saying... What's the other side, though, is much like the Tosfos and the Rosh. I mean, the Rosh said the other side is that Koach Kofo is Koach on your Chayo, and the Tosfos is saying the other side is Koach Kofo is Potter.
And the Marshal is learning Tosfos like the Rosh. That's his point.
The Marshal is saying the words like the Rosh, so hence everything is Tosfos.
He never
writes, I agree with the Rosh. But he does read the Gemara. But I thought he does come from the approach that we should have limited the Gemara to some place, for sure, and Tosa seems to be at odds with that. No, not a problem. I can learn Tosa.
Right, so in that sense, he's trying to make Tosa the Gemara. There's two separate points here. One is the Shaila only in some place, so the Shaila in the Rabbanan, and the second Shaila is what's the din on Koach Kofo?
I think that maybe what the last line, maybe like what the Groh was saying, and you could have read the Gemaras like the Marshal. You could read these two Gemaras beautifully, and they wouldn't have no steers between each other, and you could say, learn both Gemaras like the Marshal, and I'll be stuck, you're going to come out like the Rosh. And in that second piece of the Tosis, he's just pointing out that it's not necessarily going to follow, it should be positive, that's all. That's what the Groh is, I think, kind of, is just that. The way that he read the Gemara on Yates is not going to stem 100% with Tosas. He was entitled, if he wanted to write his own page on the Gemara, I think it would be great.
I'm not following that touch. All the Marshal claims that the Baya in Sumchus was, the Baya is only in Sumchus,
yeah.
And in Sumchus the Shaila is it Kikofo and your Chaya with Gamre, or is it Kofo with Lapkofo and your Pato with Gamre? Isn't that the Shaila?
So I think that is probably if you he says
that's perfectly fine with Tosas.
That is not that's not the most intuitive thing if you're assuming the Rosh though at all, because the Rosh comes with the general assumption.
100%. I don't see where the Marshal said the Rosh.
I agree, but once the Marshal says, I think Bihanacha, Kokoho is like Kokoho. It is Kokoho Dami. Okay, so
right.
So now what would the Hanacha be for Sumphus? If not for any Halachas or Sinai?
I think that's okay.
So I'm asking, I hear you could.
I don't.
Fine.
I'm not in the so much.
I'll teach you. Fine. Good. So the Shita Mikubetet is commenting on that Tosas, and he, I think, is not learning like the Marshal. The Marshal definitely is entitled to learn, but the Shita thought he was of the Rosh, coming at odds with the Rosh Shita, and or the like, and he says, Kasha al korcha Israel le karabanu machayv chatzi nezek v'im kol kocho lav kocho dami, v'zeh safek davka l'sofa sol rabbanon. So he says, okay, the Gemara earlier was only within sofa, not rabbanon. V'nire im kol kocho lav kocho dami, im kain gam the rabbanon kain. And ki im svarish b'kocho rishon yechalav the rabbanon yoter, b'kocho sheni yeh the rabbanon chalav yoter. He doesn't want to make a tremendous argument that you'd have a minakata alakata argument to say that Sumchus thinks you're potter because kocho, like Tosafot suggesting, and yet Rabbanan think kocho is kocho dami, you're chayiv. That's considered whatever. That's considered chayiv. He doesn't want to make that to be the machlokas.
Earlier about multiple dilutions.
Right.
Whether everything starts. Everything is well, the first koach.
Well, I
thought.
I thought he used the terms very much, koach rishon, koach sheni here, to mean just like koach, kocho, and the original koach. That's why I thought he was referring
to. Yeah, what
the Ritz
says seems very reasonable. Right.
Right. Because someone seems to be the machmir. He seems to say you pay nezek shalim. And yet, if he's like Tosis, then Nezik Shalim, and then once you get to Kol Kol, you pay zero. And yet, for the Rabbanon, you pay originally Chatzin Nezik, and then you continue to pay Chatzin Nezik, but Nezik Kol Kol, and he says, it could be, but that would bother him.
Unless you hold that it's a din, that Kol Kol is Kagufo. Not that anything is Kagufo, but that Kol Kol, the Kol Krishon, is part of Kagufo. But then you get the opposite effect. Koko's cuckoo, but there's no dilution whatsoever. But once you acknowledge that that something isn't cuckoo, then it falls off the cliff.
Okay, so meaning this. It's okay to have such a wide machlokes because of the way that we think about koko. Koko is clearly diluted. So for some of us, that means you pay nothing. And for the Rabbanon, you're paying not because so much meguvo, but rather me didn't have you learn the halakha.
The question is whether koko is diluted, right? The Shinubetz is saying
that he doesn't want to make it.
Koach is more diluted than Gufo. Koach is more diluted than Koach. And therefore, you can't have an argument because El Katze.
Right. So,
and the real point might be that's what I'm saying, Goldstein goes back to what you were saying.
Right. I think this does go to relate to. Right. Meaning, Aviam, I think your reading could, in the Marashah, I think, would answer the Gross question, but the Sora then would, you'd have to split between the way Rabbanan think about the question of Kol Kocho and the way some of us think about that question, which is absolutely possible in that global question of Kol Kocho, but perhaps maybe we prefer not to make there, maybe there is.
And how you think about Kocho.
Right.
First how you think about Kocho, and then in turn affects how you look at Kol Kocho. Right?
Yes.
Right. Now, if Kocho didn't take anything away from Kocho, but you think that Kol Kocho does, then you get the...
Then you have a problem.
Then you get Mekatzel or Katzel.
Right, so that's what the Shita, along the lines of the Rush, wouldn't want to make it...
The Shita doesn't like that, but it's like that's the...
Right. Okay.
That's the underlying... That's like very ascending for the whole...
Mm-hmm.
Including the question you asked. Koa?
Yes.
Especially from the first to the... The relationship between
to answer
and
this
Kocho
question, you could
than,
right to answer this question for the Balei Tosas, for the Tosas, I think that would be an answer. It could sustain this, right, Marshall. Yeah.
I mean,
I was going to. I'll try. I did make a major chart of this. I'll give an attempt. I'm not sure I'll be so successful.
Yeah, it's I think just objectively difficult.
The way the sheet does.
Yeah.
The Shita is going to learn. I think he's presenting a question on. One second. I wanted to do, let's say, the Tosas reading according to the Marshal, and then I think the Tosas reading according to everybody else. The Shita is just, I think he's just saying, he's suggesting, he prefers not to say that Sumpus, there's an Ibaya. That perhaps Kokoho is not Kokoho, but the Rabbanon stand fast and hold Kokoho in general is Kokoho. That to him doesn't make sense. Rather, what he would read in the Gemara, I think, is very much like the Rush. In Yates, I think he would subscribe to the Rush. He doesn't have to agree with Artosis. In terms of answering Tosas' question, like number 10, many Rishonim just say it's La Davka. And they give an explanation, but lav dafka. You could have said adi aduya, meaning the Rashba and the Talmud Rashba. That's meaning they ask the exact same question, and whatever for whatever reason, whether it's exactly meduyik or not, the split between the makom gechalad and the rest, that didn't bother them. So, I'm not saying that they have to hold kol kol is always chayiv. I don't know that, but I do know that their question tells us that makom. Okay, maybe I'll just give it one try before I do the Rambam in reading your tests. For the Rosh, we read the Gemara that was talking about a very local question, not so much the global question. For the Tosos, the way that most other Achronim, not the Marshal, read Tosos, that the question was, for some was ever upon it equally as a global question, I think you could read the Gemara in your test as saying, Kikocho Dami. That koa koho always is kikoho, bein the rabbanim, bein the sumchos is in general. Although, perhaps, koa koho is not like koho in general, klali. And now, the second question, we're no longer discussing klali question, we have to be discussing more prati question, mi gamer halacha moki laba koa koho, and that's asking, if you assume that koa koho is kikoho dami biklali, well then the koach, then the halacha pulls down the chiyav from full nazik to half nazik, or demo lo gomer, and you'll be totally putter because kokoho lav kokoho dami, and we don't have the halacha, she'll pay nothing.
Yeah. So it's really, I was going to read this in a way. The problem is the Gemara later on says, establish a case of koach, and it says that he falls on the clean breaks another clean. There it says that koach, and it maybe it's like some close, that would answer the question of Rashi.
Right.
That would tip shul lay the lav kokoho dami Ravashi karabanan, or sorry, it says it should answer the question of Rashi whether koko is the koach dami ola koach dami. Kipshale, right?
The koach
dami. The koach dami is chai kasi nezek. So it sounds like is not putter, but rather chai kasi nezek.
Meaning, according to my reading, the Gemara, in being makatzer the question to that first piece, it is misrepresenting what the original order of that. That's an important hara. I didn't realize that.
I read it the same as you.
According to the Rush, that's beautiful. That question originally, koho or not the koho, is really asking about the payment. So that's beautiful. I have to maybe learn that again. I don't have an answer. I'm not sure. Bedochak, it'll be like the Gemara's Makatzer, but it meant the rest. That's difficult. I don't know. I wonder. Okay, the Rambam has some interesting psak on this case in Kalash Alta Harara that may relate to the way Tosfos read the Gemara and Kol Kocho in general. Going to try picking up the pace. I realize I'm on page 2. No, I'm not going to go past. I'm just going to try to pick up the pace. The Rambam, I'm glad I'm only spending time with the Baba Kama. The Rambam in 11, in Niskei Mamon, Perek Bet, is quoting Lahalachas from this Gemara in two cases. So the first case is, just to read it, is not really under a major discussion, but that's more or less the simple case of Rabbi Yochanan. Kalash Alta Harara v'halal l'gedish, imin nicha b'gedish, it's anach anuche. He put it down. Achol achel achala v'hid l'gedish achala makom hararo nishalom nezek shalom ashar gedish chatzin nezek. That's basically what we'd expect. According to Rabbi Yochanan, and we paskin Rabbi Yochanan, ish mishum chitzav, it makes sense that the realm quotes the case of anach anuche, and all the dinim, I think, like Rabbi Yochanan. Here's the second case. Imayim megarer et achala agadish. He's dragging this biscuit with the coal onto the pile. V'holich v'soriv mishal ma'acharor nezek shalim. He pays on the charor, of course, nezek shalim like Shane, of course. Amakom v'achala chati nezek. On shar agadish, hotter. Now, this seems... On the Makom Gechalad pays Chati Nezek, let's zoom for a moment because of Svaros, because that's how fire works. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's considered Koach Chita De Kelev, and it's considered Svaros, so therefore I understand why the Makom Gechalad could pay half, but the Shar Gedish pays nothing. He pays his Pater. Now, why should it be Pater? If you assume like Rabbi Yochanan Ishim Mishom Chitav, it really should have been Chati Nezek. You'll see the rivet. He asks the question. He says, at best I can entertain that the Rambam's thinking is that this is a Svaros with a Shinoi, the extension of the ash, maybe bring the ash there is considered a shinu, but then the ash continuing to burn the rest of the kedusha is considered sraros. So sraros with the shinu. So, but that's not going to be nothing. It should still be a quarter next. That's question number one, is where did the Rambam get that the shar kedusha should be potter? I understand Hanicha, the Gemara mentioned within Rish Lakish that you're potter, but the Rambam's not. Meaning the Migdalos in work on this says he paskins like Rish the Rabbi Yochanan because that was the Psaad, and he also paskins Rish Lakish because the Gemara says at the end that might not commit between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, and the Gemara says only Dal Dvarim. So there must be no nafkamit. Now, that's a tremendous tool, Lashonos and Rashi, and the like, and it's very important, but no matter which way you say, even if you like the first Lashon and Rashi that Rashi likes, and maybe the Rambam really accepts that, doesn't necessarily mean that everything that Rish Lakish originally said is the halacha within Rabbi Yochanan. It's going to mean with, you have Isho that has Mamon as well. Whatever, I don't know. But that's the Megillos, and the Acharon don't like it, but he just says, the Rambam saw Gemara, he saw Rabbi Yochanan, he quoted, saw Rish Lakish, and he quoted it. Because both of them are true. We pass in both Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. It's logically not so simple, but yeah, that's the Megillos. But anyway, Vidaran Worm, the Rambam has another halacha connected to Chav Gimel. This is not our sugi, but I just want to read it because it's, I think, helpful to understand the Rambam. The first one we read, he says, it's only when the Baal Gachal was watching. He guarded his Gachal. He closed the door, and he took the Harara that was on the fire, and he ate the biscuit, and he did his damage. Aval im lo shamar isho bal eish chayvel zerivet egnish. If the guy wasn't careful and he didn't watch his gachelet, so chayvel zerivet egnish, the bal gachelet now becomes chayev, but bal gachelet is chayev on echilas harara and makoma. The Ravid says, kishamar bal gachelet, aval im lo shamar isho bal eish chayev. So he says, Bala Ish, Nami. He says, I don't understand why the Bala Ish takes the entire responsibility for the Gedish as opposed to splitting it. Now, this is a lot has to do with the Tosam Val Bor Magalgal and the two Girsas in our Gemara and Ravina Parak there and the like. Not for now. But in Lumbus, this question of why would the Rambam say this, even though the Rambam also paskin, we're talking about Shor Shadach of the Bor, that the Bor and the Shor split. So how could that be? If, I believe he says that, or in the case of the Adam and Shor Shadach of the Bor, maybe it's that case where he says you split, how could that be? How could you say you split, but already over here you're saying you don't split at all? That's the question, a side question, but an interesting question learning this around. Okay, so I want to present two approaches for the rest of the time, but just, and we're going to be Marich in Kol Kocha soon, but why did the Rambam say you're Potter in the rest of the Gedish? So, Maga Mishnah gives one, but the Maga Mishnah is stuck. Maga Mishnah doesn't have an easy explanation to Rush in the Rambam. Everybody works on this Rambam at great length. The Gesha Mishnah, Padua, others, after the Gesha Mishnah, many others had thought this as well. They say this is an idea of Koach Kocho. He says, well, I guess I'll read it real quick. In 13, he says, skipping what he says about the Maga Mishnah, he says, it would it's like a half a sentence. Divrei Rabbeinu Mavur k'divrei Tosis. He says it's clear the Rambam just learned like Tosis. And according to Tosos, if Rabbi Yochanan would have held Adyaduya, what would be the din Adyaduya according to Rabbi Yochanan, who we paskin like e kol kochol lav kikol dami, you should be pater. Okay, so that's what the Rambam paskin. He said Adyaduya and kol kochol lav kikol dami pater. Now one difference, perhaps, between the Rambam and Tosas, even if this is correct shot in the Rambam, is Tosas seemed to learn that Gemara and Yetet as a suffix in the world is koa koho ke koho dami, la ke koho dami, like the Zerarius, the general Achronish reading in Tosas. And the Rambam does not seem to present it as a suffix. It could be, yes. It is a suffix in your putter, but I don't think that's the most convincing reading because the Rambam should have mentioned, maybe it's only Misafik, and he should have mentioned, if Tapas, he should have mentioned it, that it's different than the other payments in this halacha. Not saying it's impossible, but I would rather say, and we'll see why this may make any sense, that he was learning Betoris Vadai, Koach Kocho Lav Kikocho Dami, Now, why would he do that? Hopefully we'll get to. It may be, basically, the Shoel and the Rivash. His reading in the Gemara. The Gemara only asks within Sofas, but according to Rabbanan, it's clear, and that's why he's passing the Torah's Vade. I'm not certain that's true. I'm suggesting the Kesef Mishnah, I'm not putting words in Kesef Mishnah, and he's saying, oh, he held like that. I'm just saying, I think it's Tosas with a tweak, and I believe others do say this, but that's not, yes, that's what I'm suggesting.
The case of Rambam is not Adya, do you,
though? Oh, sorry, I at this point, I'm totally glancing over something extremely important. Yes, it seems totally not. Magarer Achal. For Rashi and Tosas, it's absolutely true. Absolutely. The Rabbeinu Hanan on the Aruch's Perush in Adya Aduye is Girer, is this word. And for the Kesef Mishnah, I don't think he missed it, but I think that didn't matter. I think he would have said, just like when you throw it, it's called Koho Sov to when you're Megarer it, and you're like dragging it and letting it drag and then fall somewhere, it's a little bit like Zara. To call that Sroros and then the rest, the extension of the fire, Koho is not so simple. I saw that Rav Yaakov Yisrael Fisher, he has a commentary on the Rambam, Eben Yisrael, he asked that kasha. Yes. I think it is a question on the Kesef Mishnah. I think that's definitely I'm going to get back to it. But I don't know, the Kesef Mishnah doesn't explain very much. But yes, all right, it is. It's the same word that the Rambam uses, or almost, on Yud Tanama base, when the Gemara says, Adya Duya Legabi the Dalil with a Tanagol Shakasha Baraglo. There Rashi says Zarek as well, and the Rambam does not say that. He says basically, I don't think Girir, but it's a very similar word as well, in dragging it. It happens to be Rabbeinu Hanan there is not consistent. There he agrees with Rashi, but the Rambam is consistent. Okay, whatever. But translating the word Adya in two ways is definitely Chashuv enough. Okay. Why would someone want to say, perhaps, Kohokoholak, Kohodami, for the Rambam? I have here, I think, maybe a little bit, three, four, perhaps five rayas that the Rambam generally thinks. Kohokoholak, Kohodami, Kohotorakula. The Ritvaz on our sugya in the Yerushalmi, in Baba Kama Halacha Hay, where this comes up with Rabbi Yochanan Shlakish, the same thing comes up. The Ritvaz says that he thinks that's how the Rambam's to be read, like the Kesef Mishnah, and he holds the Torah's Vadai, Koko Halakha Koholdam, and he says, oh, it's Poshit. Why? Because Koko comes up only one other time, comes up two other times in Shas. The words kohokoho and shas, and both of those times are patur. So that's why the Rambam here is less as teku. But in Makos Daf Chet and in Avodah Zarah Daf Samach Amenal, both those times are patur, or for Magakam is mutter. So came out here is lav kohokoho dami as well. Now I want to try to investigate those Rambams and see is this a clear reading, a not clear reading. But first let's make the case, and the Ben Ish Chai in his Tshuva is about. A lot of these cases are very exciting. I wish I had more time, but nafkamims are many, many cases of, let's say, mikvah. If someone uses a pump to draw up water from a spring and you bring it into the mikvah, is that called tefisa yidei adam? That's the case of the Dvar Avram, and the tshuvas, they deal with such a thing, and they discuss things like kohokoho in a system. Another one is the Ben Ishchai's famous tshuva, or infamous, whatever, maybe it's closer, the bike on Shabbat outside the Eruv. He talks about your foot on the pedal is one koach, the pedal to the gear is another koach, and then a third koach, he says, even if you have koach kocho is a machloikes, koach kocho is vade mutter. Now, we have, Ben Ishchai has many pieces to why he says this, but he doesn't end up in, he has like five other reasons, but he ends up saying only with a goy, he's meikel, but lemaisa, fundamentally in learning, he thought that is a correct svara. And he also brings in the same halach, somewhat of the Ritvaz, he doesn't quote him, and he brings in many places of the Rambam. Okay, so I'm going to see if all these are great rayas, maybe not rayas at all, maybe a little rayas. Let's try. Skipping to the Rambam. Okay, so the sugya of Maga Akum, because that one's like really clear. 26. Just right now I'm doing Rambams, so next few minutes, real quick. Run through five Rambams. And maybe they're rayas, and then we'll talk about are they rayas, and maybe not. My goal here is not to go chabura in each of these areas of the Torah, but like to talk about how the way the Rambam learned them, and maybe something interesting about something in each one. 26, the Rambam says, Ketei Negiya. Yeah, Ketei Negiya Shalos Rabah Akum Yain Hushi Yagiya Biyado Biyain Atom Bein Biyado Bein Mishar Eibar. What does it mean, Maga Akum? Maga Akum means you touch with any part of your, you touch it with your hand or a different neighbor, and then makes a Maga Akum of a Goy. That's when he introduces the Perek. And then, in the next halacha, Agav, he throws in Koach, and then he comes up many halachas later as well, Koach. But he doesn't introduce Koach at all, like Maga, together. But he throws it in, L'gabe, Natal of the Cleave, Higbi, V'yotag, Yayin, Alvish, Shich, Shich, Hari, Nesar, Sharei, Ba, Yayin, Mikocho. Even if he doesn't mix it, but he picked it up, picking it up is also called, Higbiya V'yotag, pouring, is considered a Koach, and that's considered Maga Akum to Aser, the wine. The Rambam never in the entire parak, even the Gemara talks about it, never talks about Kochoho. So instead of the Beis Yosef, well, he left it out, and he only talked about Kocho being Aser, so Kochoho must be Mudim. That's the first Rambam. Okay? It's a, let's say, a raya by omission on something that the Gemara explicitly talked about. The Rambam never quotes it. And perhaps the reason I brought in this Rambam just is because Kocho is almost not front and foremost the definition of Maga. Maga is Maga. Kocho is afterwards another way you can answer, but it doesn't even know, it doesn't equate it the same with Maga. But okay, it's really a sugya I'm not 100% getting into right this moment. Next Rambam in source 33, Lagabe Shabbos, and he says the following based on the sugya in the Gemara. But the last few words are interesting. He says, I have a pipe. And I spill water into the pipe. I have a roof, and I have a pipe going down into the street. And I pour water into the bib, and it goes straight into the street. What's the din of that? So he says, if it's going from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah through the pipe, or a sinor sheshofkan al piv, mayim in nischal al kotel v'yorin l'shashanah, I feel o'rech ha-kotel, o'rech ha-derech, shetachat al-arz, me'amah. I don't care if it's a really long pipe, it makes no difference, Osir. Now, in the Gemara of Kochel, this around might be Derabanan, because Kochel the Carmelis is Gazru, is a Derabanan, and, sorry, yeah, Kochel the Carmelis, low Gazru, is only Derabanan, a double Derabanan they didn't make. So, the whole thing is interesting to begin with in the Gemaras. And says the Rambam, so you can't do this, you can't pour on the pipe to go into the Shisarabim. He says, this is also because it's called Kocho. Ella, what could you do? Dahainu, if you have water on your roof, you could pour it on the roof, outside the biv, outside the pipe, then it dribbles or falls into the pipe, and then rolls out of the pipe into the Shisarabim. That's mud. That's how the Rambam says. And it seems the fact that you're allowed to do a chutzlubiv, I believe that's not from the Gemara, that possibility seems to be like kochocho. Just like the Gemara Mako says, when you throw something at the tree and it hits the dates and it falls and kills somebody or whatever it is, so to here, I have water.
Yeah,
a different chutzlubiv. Okay, meaning you're having here, I'm hitting the roof, which is hitting the pipe, and then
the
going.
Roof isn't hitting the pipe, the water.
The water on the one on the roof.
The pipe. That's why it's more like kol sheni.
It's more like kol sheni kocho. Good hara. Keep it in mind. Yes. I hear your tanya is 100% a very chashuv one, extremely chashuv. There's one factor which I think is a question, but yes. If it's kol sheni, not really nearly as a question. Good. Here's the Rama, I think that may be a question, Moshe, in 36. The way Rama reads the Gemara Makos, the way the Gemara, he's quoting from the Gemara, he says, Hay to Evan Bechiko, okay, that, I'll just read, V'hikra b'v'shacha, v'amda v'nafal, v'hemita golesh ne'mar b'shkaga, fine. Okay, that's, you had Yediyah, not our tap. Nishman abarza mikito v'haragri the gola. Nishman abarza min'eit mi'baka ino gola. So he says, if it's Nishmar Barzel, it flies off, the guy is picking up his hand, and it's Derek, you read it, he's picking it up, and as he's picking it up and he's waving it, the metal part of the axe flies off, according to the Rabbanan that we paskin, that's Gola. But Nishmar Barzel min ha'eit, amit baka, in a Gola. This, the way that the Chum read this, but I think this is the correct seer is, he's taking the axe, he's hitting the tree, and then the axe, the metal of the axe, flies off. Mina eta mitbaka. It's not that the way Rashi reads this case in the Gemara is that the piece of wood is flying off and killing. It's the itself flying and killing. And says the Rambam in that case, Eino gola uneish inze mikocho el mikocho mikoach kocho. Nimsa kama ones. Of course you're patur because it's kama ones. Now, we're going to hopefully get to that. I think it's four times in the Rambam he used those words. We'll get to. So, it sounds though, it does say the words. If something's koho koho, in this case you're pater. Is it, can I generalize this to chol tor kula? The Ritvaz says yes. We will think about that more. Any reasons why yes or no, I think are tamun b'feirish in the words, and we can talk about. But for Moshe, I think what presents for Achronim a problem in how to define the words koho koho for the Rambam, more than when I started, I said two chafatim, and that's like the Gemara Makos was easily talking about with the dates falling. But the Rambam's case, the second case which he calls kohokoho, seems not to follow that definition, because he's talking about taking the axe, hitting the tree, and the same chafetz that I was holding, the metal part of the axe flies and kills somebody. That is the same chafetz, and yet he calls it kohokoho. The direct question that people ask is, why is it any different when the Gemara Sanhedrin says, if Masach the Kador, if a person they're playing rocks against the wall, a wall ball, and they throw it against the wall, and it comes back and kills somebody, the Gemara says that's Kocho, it doesn't say Kocho, and it's Chayiv, and the Rambam quotes that Lala. So yes, that's why people have questions in the Rambam, but I guess if I wanted to try to Mekayim those who are saying in Hilchos Shabbos, this would be a Raya, I could say something like that, that for the Rambam it doesn't matter so much one Chafsa versus two. Yes, I think there are many chilukim. Let's say Runzweig mentioned that you can mention even with the Nashal Barzim and Eitam Ebaka, it's like one pu'ula with two ma'isim that you have two chafatim that are attached to each other, but then they're separating as you're having your one pu'ula going into the tree, and then there are multiple repercussions. One of them is that your force went into the tree, but the other one is that the barzel came and flew off. So you could look at it as like a new chefsa, legabe kohokoho. Different when you take a rock and you throw it at a wall, and the exact rock comes back, that would be kohokoho. Okay, that other don't give other tirutim, but I suppose that is one that would help. Okay, before we finish the Rambams, there is still a Rambam I wanted to find in 50 and 53, real quick. 50 is an interesting sugya, also exactly in the Gemara. It's not out of left field, but Mekadesh Mechatas, the Pasuk says, you had the Mekadesh Mechatas, and the Rambam in the beginning of the Halacha, I'm quoting it because it's actually like a tiny bit relevant. He says, in the beginning of the Halacha, Mekadesh Sarach Shechavim V'yitin Efer B'yado Amayim, Shenever Lachlo L'tamei Adjei Mechavim L'kiddush L'Lazar. Okay, if you want to make Kiddush Mechatas, you take some ashes, you put it on the water, and it's based on the Pasuk, that's how it works, and you need Kavanah for this. Now the Ram turns to a totally different topic and talk about what called putting the water, the afer in, the natan. How do you yote that? How do you mekayim that din, or the water is going to be kosher, the water is going to be possible? How does it work? He says, im naval, ha'afer min akli, shishbo, ha'afer l'tochamayim, o natal, ha'afer bi'adavadachol, ha'veru, o aruach. If it falls in by the wind or the like, or my friend pushing my hand, it's all going to be possible. Ha'afer ha'afer mi'adavadachol, doesn't work. Here's the case that's interesting. Oh, nafal efer miyado al sadakli. Oh, al yado ba'achri al nafal amayim. It's already possible. So I have my hand with the ashes, and then from my hand it falls from where I was trying to do it onto the side of the kli, and then from there into the water. That's possible. So it bounces off the side of the kli and into the water, and that's possible. Now, the only reason I think to appreciate why this is even at all a raya in any way, shape, or form is the way the Gemara and Sanhedrin, directly after discussing Kocho Lagabe Reticha, brings this as a kasha. It is a Mishnah in Parah. That the Gemara and Sanhedrin says, if a guy throws a rock at the wall and comes back, he's chayiv, that's Kocho. Gemara says, wait a minute, if that's Kocho, then why is this my impossible? That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara thought it was equivalent sugyas, and the Gemara thought that if it hits the, just like when you throw a rock at the wall and comes right back, that's Kocho, so when you have the ashes fall from your hand onto the side of the kli, goes into the way, well, that should be called natan. That should be called kugufo, should be called that it came from you, not that there was Agram or Menasek or anything like that. The Gemara answers Beshoti. I quote some Rishonah how they learn, but basically the Gemara gives an Okipta, and the Rambam doesn't quote it. And it's interesting, how come the Rambam took the Mishnah Kesuraso and didn't quote Shote? Shote, let's say the Mir, means that it fell onto the side, and then Shalom Kochaz Tazato, some other Koach pushed it in, like wind, or some other force made it fall in, or the Yadrama of gravity made it fall in, but gravity not being your Koach. Hopefully I'll maybe touch on gravity in different Rishonah. But Lamaisa, the Rambam omits that Okinta. How come? So perhaps, although the Gemara thought that if it's going to fall from the side onto the, if it's going to fall onto the side of the kli and into the kli, the Gemara called that koach, and that would be kosher, the Rambam thought maybe that should be called like koach kocho, and that's why he doesn't quote it, and that's why it would be possible. He doesn't quote this. Okay. It's, I think, that's a suggestion to explain the omission. Yes, it's definitely a big chiddush. How in the world could you explain why the Rambam called what the Gemara called kocho to be called kocho and then say patur, or say it's not called you? I agree, it's appella. Not the early, but later Achron do address that problem. Hopefully I'll get to, I think, an interesting approach. One last thing, which is not directly the same point, but this is the last Rambam in 53 about shchita. The kocho rishon works, it's good shchita, kocho sheni does not work. And he defines Koch Rishon versus Koch Sheni as Sivuv Rishona is Mikoch Adam, Sivuv Shnia Lachrep. I'm just in the last two lines of the Rambam. Ein Mikoch Adam, El Mikoch Hamayim Viluchan is not called you at all. It's not Mikoch Adam, it's Koch Mayim. The reason it could be a Rai is because perhaps every Koch Sheni is just like a Koch Kocho. I say that knowing that, yes, that's not very simple at all. But perhaps if the Rambam always thought Koch Kocho is potter, and then this would fit into that picture. Okay. I guess, particular kashas or questions or rayas in these Rambams that I read? I know I ran through a bunch. And before I begin trying to discuss them, the one in Niskei Mamon is the one I'm really under discussion. And then we had the Shabbos raya, Moshe had his question. We had Maga Akum. We had the way he quotes the Gemara hitting the Koach Kocho Lagabe the Gemara Makos, and finally the Paradum. No, if you want. Anyway, no. Okay, let's begin each of the pieces of the puzzle, and finally we'll come back to our Rambam and Mishnah Mamon. So, Maga Akum in the Sugya in Avodah Zarah is based on two Lishonos in the Gemara, and it's talking about whether if the goy presses upon something, presses on the Ma'atra Zaira, the Gemara in 25, has, or Papa says, it's Chari, it's not considered Ma'agakum, Ravashi, Timurus, Timurashi, Aser. What's the machlokis if you're having a goy press wine, press grapes for you to make wine? So the Gemara, oh, Bekoycho, Kulamala Pligid Aser, Kocho's Aser, oh, Kipligid Kokoho. And the other Ikad Amri is, Kocho, kocho, kuliyama lo pligi d'shar. Of course, that's nothing. Ki pligi b'kocho. Whereas as an additional line for which changes the mind of a lot of Rishonim. Havi oda b'kocho kocho v'asr Rav Yaakov min har b'kod. Amayisa Rav, at one point, that happened to Rav Yaakov, that he asr. Fine. So in terms of Rav Hanan, and the Tosas and the Rashba, most Rishonim asr, because they say, yes, it's two Lishonim of the Gemara, but the Gemara quoted a story. Okay. But Rav and Rav never quoted the Gemara. So the Ram and the Ramban make that Ha'ara, and they say perhaps the Rambam doesn't hold of it. He holds Koach Kocho Lav could go on. The Beis Yosef quotes the Ram with like saying perhaps he could hold of it, but in the Ram himself he doesn't say that. Not that it's not possible, but looking in the Ram himself, it's definitely it's two sentences he mentions. By the way, the Rif leaves this out, but for me, I think that Pashut that it should be Asher. Anyway. What about three kochos in the same situation? You have a galgal, you have a crane, or whatever, a gear or something that's picking up lowering down the korah, the beam, on top of the daf, that's going to press, say, the third kochos involved in the system. So the tosis, in that same tosis, on the bottom of the daf, on Samuel says, well, if the kochos, also so to this, so to three, so to four, of course that's also. The Rashba, the Ramban, most Rishon, when dealing with the concept, they say, they aser, kol kocho. They say, yeah, so too, kol kocho. No different, aser. Shulchan Aruch quotes, so in the Beis Yosef, he quotes most Rishon, aser. There's one Rishon, the Rosh in his tshuva deals with this, and he quotes Rebbeim that said, kol kocho is mutter. The Rosh himself says, I don't get it. I don't know why kol kocho should be any different. Three kocho should be different than two. But my Rebbeim said it was mutter. Fine. And the Beis Yosef says, Lahakel. The Shulchan Aruch quotes Lahakel on that din. He says, because, since anyway, the whole din is us, is Derabana. And second of all, I don't know if Kokoho is us, sir. Amachmir and Kokoho, but three Kokos and Mekel. So, even though in the quote from the Rabbi Hussein of the Rush, we didn't have much of an explanation quoted, and most Rishon think it doesn't make sense. But the Gra and Shulchan Aruch, when this comes up, says, you have to be consistent. He says, Imhu, if it's three kochos, that's mutter. He says, Tosis and the Rush and the Mordechai and the Rush, which are postgame, Ozer and Filahari kochos. Meaning, fine, Shulchan Aruch, you want to be Mekel, so paskin kochos is always mutter. If you want to be Machmir, so then be Machmir on three, because I think, like Moshe Shalom said, like, it doesn't make so much sense to split between two and three. But that's Machlok, this is just on the books, which brought and may have Nafkaminas, Lagabe, other areas. Now, question, does the Rambam that we brought, even if the Rambam really held, like we thought, like the Beis Yosef supposes that Kokoho is mutter for the Rambam, like the second Lashon on the Gemara, ignoring the story, well, if that's true, is this a riot to everywhere, like the Ritvaz wrote? So, I'm not sure at all. One reason why it may not be is because the Ramban there in 29 gives a very interesting explanation. It's totally local to that. It's looking nothing to do with the general topic. And he says, I don't understand. Sorry, I like cut out the beginning, but he basically says, someone could have said, why is the wine usser? Mag Akam implies on grapes. It applies on grape juice and wine. Does not apply to grapes. Grapes are a fruit. I'm not even sure what's going on. How are they Mag Akam? So he says, well, they never touched the wine b'chlal. Says the Ramban, I know, maybe the Chitim will say, because Mishum Koko Nimshach, it's like Maga because they're touching the grapes. And the grape juice is moving me to Koko of them. So it's all one big Maga. He says, well, the Aim Bam Tom Kaker. That doesn't make a lot of sense to say that's Pshat and why it should have been Asr. How could it even be a Shailin Gemara? The Iwan Novim Kazakh Vimein Lavu Nimshach. Vinishah got Vimadron. It's not even moving me Koko. The fact that they squeezed it made it come out, but the fact it moved could be just because it's on a slant. Ella aval pikein asru kiven shu nimshach machma kocho. But yet it must be that it's also anyway, because it's nimshach a little bit because of his koach. Basically, what he started with saying doesn't make so much sense. He somewhat comes back to but says that could be the reason for the manda aser nimshach machma kocho. But now I very much understand the mekilu shall ravashi desharv yabla kocho. And maybe even kol kocho lishna baser minesha in maga kocho elabanavim. Of course, the reason the mekilim is because they didn't touch wine; they touched grapes. So fine. Anyway, if that's the reason the mekilim, well, then that's not really helpful in general. It's a local svar to be made.
Right. Except that it is maybe relevant to the bigger question: kolach and kol kocho itself. Right.
Right.
I'm saying the more you think that the idea really is that kocho is kagufo.
Ah.
Kocho. You did the kocho, but everything else
is the way.
So then what the kocho is, or what the kocho touch matters, but if it's all just, you know, you started this process and therefore your maisa is considered as if it touched all of it, then we shouldn't really care,
right,
you know, whether the kocho part is in the stage of anav. So right. Even though it is, it's a local application, a local application that may change the din. Is universal
how to think
way of looking at kocho.
So I saw like an interesting piece on this in the Sefer Ori V'Ishi by a grandson of Rishon Zalman Meltzer, and he first said this Ramban, it's not right in general kocho because this Ramban, but then he said the Rambams, he's medayik in some Rambams, the way the Rambam learned maga akum and koch of maga akum is not at all like the Ramban, that it's the Ramban's very bothered. How could you say that it's maga akum if we're not touching it? So mikocho nimshach, he says, well, maybe that's the reason, but he's very bothered. He said, the Ramban learns like it's two different dinim. It's not kocho makes it like maga. Kocho is a different issue. It's that there's a goy involved. There's maga that the goy touched it, and then there's a different thing. And the Rambam in two different halachas, of course, and doesn't even say it's Maga's cat, Kol is to Maga. So he thinks for the Rambam, maybe it is a better proof than for the Ramban. And just in that same piece, he's Mitzai, and it's like an interesting thing. The Ramban himself, a page earlier in Nuntes, dealing with the same great press and the like, says, oh, all this is only B'koch Rishon of a Maga Akam, B'koch Sheni, of course, is Mutter, just like we find by Resifa. So that line of comparison, even the Ramban, is extremely interesting. Because if you think it's a local Kula, how did he learn from there? So maybe he learned from there. But Kula, it's just not a person, but... I think there is reason to suspect there is some connection. I mean, I think some Achronim do say it's connected, like the Beis Chai and the like, but I understand why someone could argue. Alright, the Shabbos one, I don't want to dwell on it, I just want to mention the one you saw that's like extremely Bava Kama-like, which is Malach Machshava Aser Torah and Samach Amin Aleph. I'm sure everybody will do this at some point or other, not this year when we do Shabbos, at some point they're learning that what drives Shabbos is your kavana very much, and Zor Baruch Messiah Tov is chayav, even though it's Kol Chayav Merubon will be grama by Nezikin, yet is chayav by Shabbos. Malach Mal Shabbos Sir Torah. The Rebbeinu Chananel in 31, just like an ancient Maror Makom, when he's discussing when you have Ruach Mitzuya, usually we say it's considered like Yichur Mishum Chitav is usually considered part of your koach, and the Rebbeinu Chananel is dealing with why when you open the door and it puts out a fire, the Gemara in Shabbos. Is that the Gemara says that's a psik ratio, light alay, Abai was very upset with people who would open the door and there was a candle right behind it and put out the fire. The Rebbeinu Chananel says, well, maybe that's not considered you, the wind did it. So he says, nope, this is exactly like that Gemara in Shabbos. If you're mechavin for something, or even if it's not, but if you're mechavin for something that's not called grama, that's called Maisa Shabbos, and that's called Malach Moshevet, if you have kavana for this to happen. You want to open the door, but you know the wind's going to come in, then your machshav, knowledge that that's going to happen to be secret, is called your ma'isa. It's not called. It's not like a, it's not a groma. It's considered your ma'isa. That's just an interesting way I'm welcome in a different place. But the question that's like in all the tshuvas, and just food for thought, is how much do we take from that Gemara on Samach and apply it to every malach and helchos Shabbos? That your chayv, even on, so to speak, groma, when the wind is helping you, even though it should have been groma, but nezikin is groma. Yet, is Chayav HaShabbos by Zora, is that definitional Zora, or is true every single Malacha? Like maybe, when you put something in the oven, that's definitional the Bishul. It's going to cook in an hour, but yeah, it's Bishul right now. But the Rashi, and I think it's Ayin Dalet Amud Beis in Shabbos, where he talks about Makom Patch, it doesn't happen big grum when you leave it in the oven, the 11, 13 Malachas that could happen with all the different Kalim, Makom Patch is not possible to do big grum, even though you could buy like Bishul big grum, you couldn't possibly buy Makom Patch, and the like. The Rosh's formulation, our Masechta, sounds like it's local to the definition of Zora and maybe similar things. He says, "Kivin Malacha Zu Ikar Asiyata Ade Ruach." Of course, Shachai, because the Ikar way to do it, this is in 32. But the formulation in other Rishonim seems much more broad, like the, maybe even the Rabbeinu Chananel. But whatever, it's a Tshuva Shleimim in the Achronim by Helchos Shabbos. How do you broaden it? So back to our Rambam. Discussing Malach Moshevet, I'm not sure who's going to fully answer the Rambam. It could be in this case it will help. Maybe that should be Pater because you didn't have Kavana. That should do Hotzah. You just want to get rid of the water. Maybe. Maybe that's relevant. The particular answers that the Achronim work on are, it's maybe like Moshe discussed, that it's not even Kol Koho, Bechlal. It's Koch Sheini. Harsvi talks about the atosis in Shabbos that deals with the same question, talks about it going in an area or through from Rosh Hashanah through to Rosh Hashanah and through Makom Pater is sometimes low gazru, and that's what this Rabbin is going on, so it's great, and that tosis he and Amish use the similar words of Kol Rishon and Kol Koch on the same tosis, seemingly maybe not comparing them, but that probably will explain this Rambam, nothing having to do with general Kokoho rules. And the other thing is, the Beis Chai says himself, is that you could say, well, Hotzah is Malacha Garua, so we're more make on Kokoho than any other Malacha. It's not intuitive necessarily to say like that at all, but you could say, yeah, Hotzah is different, maybe that's what we're make on Hotzah. Okay. Any thoughts on, further writes or thoughts on Maga Akum or the Shabbos before we go on? Okay, let's wrap it. Yeah.
Just the Maga Akum is the Rabbanah. So you could say that.
Okay. Lachmiru. Right, it depends on how they formulate the gezeira. Okay, so you can't say the Rambam should have learned our sugya like the Shalom Riva just because of a sugya in Avodah Zarah that's discussing Din Derabanan, and it may be local to how they were metakin it. I mean, I think if you were to bring the raya, I think you could say that. Like, yeah, this is a sugya in how to learn koach in general. Fine, maybe it's clear to me. Not all these rayas are absolute rayas. I think there's something interesting to mention. I don't know if they're full rayas, and some of them are stronger than others. The Maga Akum probably being a weaker side. Shabbos for sure weaker side. I think the Rishichah side is a little stronger. Let's jump into that. I'm realizing not having so much time, so before, you know what I'm just going to do? The Shlita and the Kiddush Yadayim, super quick, just to do that, and then do Ritzicha and sort of like make that the main last chunk. Going to the Kiddush Mechatas Inyan, the Maaser HaMelech, I'm just skipping to 51, he's addresses that Inyan, and he says a fascinating Yesod is in how to look at Koach Kocho. He says there's two types of kochocho, what Moshe asked and we discussed, is when you have two chafatzim, because that's absolutely kochocho. And maybe over there, it's really kochocho, both for his maisa and for his considered kigufo. For both questions, it's not considered you. However, when you have one of the two, he says when you have the same chafsa, but it bounced off something else, in two different areas of halacha, we'll look at it and in two different ways. Sometimes we'll call it kocho, and sometimes we'll call it koach kocho. Fascinating. He says, he quotes this, I'm going to the fifth line. The first thing is extremely interesting and not enough to do right now. He says, Hashi is lomer to the zarek soror, rekoda v'chazar l'acharav, hein emetahu hochra kocho kazeh chashuv kamo kocho. It's correct to say when you throw a rock against the wall and it comes right back, that's called kocho. Einu ela l'inyin zesha ma'isa miyachis elav. That's considered like it's miyaches to you, like your koach. He says, when we're talking about when there's, sorry, even with one chafsa, he basically says, the idea is that we're going to split between, I think it's only when there's one chafsa, but whatever, the split is that, yes, it's your maisa, but it's not considered kigufo. Eino ella, it's miyaches to you. Who said that has to be your maisa? So when we're discussing mezid, that could be that you'd be chayev on koach, and the Gemara calls it throwing a rock against the wall and coming right back, could be considered one koach, because when we say, because the maisa is miyaches to you, the ikar is it is a maisa, it's not gufo. Gufo, koldo lahavi koach mamish, alohuz mi koach doesn't work. So to explain, broaden it. That you need to have gufo to do the to be chayev galus. You have to develop this, and he brings that raya from the Gittin Ayin Zayin and the like. The chiyuvim in galus are very different than the chiyuvim in ritzicha in terms of how much maitha you have to do. And it could be from the psukim and the like, but that's one pshat. You need gufo when it comes to galus. You don't need gufo when it comes to ritzicha b'mezid. And he says that all helps explain the meipara inyan. He says the last paragraph, al dvar zeh yeshli yashi or der zeh amasha pasuk lein yipara puzzle kol kocho shirele av hazam sricha gufo. We'll talk about this Rav Chaim hopefully soon. But yes, you're right. It is kocho. But who said that that's considered sufficient to do kiddush miracle and may chatos if it's not gufo? Okay. I thought the Rav Yo, he's 49, is like beautifully describing the same thing, obviously without all the lumbus and the like, but. Unlike the Yad Raman, the Meiri, and others that are trying to deal with what does it mean, shote, like just grama, the Rav Yo uses a fascinating formulation. It says, "Mishakim kader zor sor v'chazur v'achorev mashav apilu elohin nisrav v'nechayv haynu maisav gomer giri delay." When you throw it comes back, that's called maisa and gire. Shote megagol masayim adron have a kochol greda hakabirusha lamemer de kochol dome lamaisa udemachayv. You can have koach without having a maisa. Shote is that. You can have one without the other. The hainu legabe masachim kader could be considered chayev, but yet legabe mechata is not considered maisa kiddush mechata. Fine. And the shechita inyan is really a different sugya, and the Aruch HaShulchan is an interesting point, extremely interesting. But there are many who think koach sheni, it's like kol kochel, like the prima gadim and the like, but the Rosh Hashanah doesn't think that makes a lot of sense, and that's maybe not for now, but like maybe in Machlokas, Rabbi Halpern, Chazon Ish, and the others. Let's now do receiving. Let's talk about that. Real quick, I realize I guess I didn't budget enough time, but here we are. The Gemara of Makos, I'm just going to do the Gemara Makos, the Rambam, and then Ruch Chaim in the world of Chilukim. Compare and contrast in areas, okay? So, the Gemara Makos 34 says, Amar Papa, man shot a piece of the dick of the other tamri. He throws the clod of dirt and it brings down the tamarin. Also tamri, the kotel, manal machal, revi rabban. That's going to be in definition of how you learn the pasuk of Vanesh al-Barzo. Pshita, the Gemara says, of course, ma'adatimu kocho dami. And you should be potter. That's why Rashi reads it. Kamash malon, that according to Rebbe, that's considered chayiv. Where would Rebbe agree that you're potter? Because of kocho. The Gemara says, I have a different case. Shot a piece of maki lagam. I threw it. It hit the branch. The branch makes the tamarim shake and then fall and hit someone and kills him. So just add one more step. The Ritva fascinated. Wait a minute, 35. Wait a second. What do you mean? Rebbe Hechem Ishkachal, like, oh, we know that it's to be, I mean, of course, everybody agrees. Kol kochol lapke kochol dami. Rabbanan, you got this case. Rebbe, where's your case? Like as though like Rebbe has to agree to that. So the Ritva says, it's not really that we know to be true, like a principle, of course. Like we're quoting from him in Sugya, like a kasha. Kol kochol, no, it's not that. But he says, since it's possible to explain, and the Gemara is assuming it to be true, the Gemara wants to give the case also for Rebbe. It's not asking a kasha. It's rather just a statement. It's not like the Gemara is bothering you, like, oh, of course it's true. Like, hey, like, oh, you can't answer the pasuk. No, there's no pasuk that proves it. It's just that since we can mavari that to be, and the Gemara assumes it's right, so let's be mavari. The Rambam, as we mentioned before, we did 36, mentions that kocho is going to be putter, but he used a fascinating language. Nims the kimono. So one option is like the Ritva's and others, sort of to ignore that logic and just say, yes, koho pater, nizak mon is just like time to crow or something. But there's a lot of evidence, maybe that's not the case. The Ram definitely added this to explain something. So back to when Shlomo gave his chavura, it came up with the four places I think are, and this came up when it comes up twice, legabe bor not a tesha that kills, a boar esser that kills a pekeach during the yom, those two times, and then back to back, and then in chovah mazik perak aleph and chovah mazik perak vav, and sorry, one of them here, chovah mazik is by omdin ben nezikin, by omdin for chavala, and this one is over here. I believe those are the four times. The rishimos by boar mentioned some of them. The avin azel there as well by boar.
Also called boar. That gemara.
Bechova, okay. So that would definitely be a telling reading why the connection. Okay, I didn't do that Gemara yet.
But you
okay.
Can get that Gemara advice to be right or
it. Okay, so that definitely helps explain why the Ram uses, in those times, Kumo'ones. Now, what about our time? It's not really discussing that directly. So the Rishimus does not mention this one. He mentions Lagabi the boar. He says, he explains that all those sugyas of, is it a shame boar? That's. If you don't have an umdana, so it's like using, it's like doing riticha without a kli that has a shir misa. So that could be the pshat in bor. What about over here? So extending the rishimus a little bit, I think the pshat in kol kochu kumoones could mean it was not planned to be that you'd be able to kill someone with a koach kocho that you set up. He's particularly talking about shogi, so it's very, very easy to explain, which is, the way that it happened, that I threw the rock at the dates, and then the dates came down and killed somebody, from the outset of this scenario in this pa'ula, it doesn't look like this is a siur of a adam haroteh. This is very hard to give an umdana of, if someone looked at the situation from the beginning, say, oh, that's going to come out to reticha, so since it doesn't have a shir misa to begin with, it's so unlikely, come on us. Now, Runzai, I think, mentioned that you could, when discussing this, it could be like the Ram is trying to explain kokoho being putter, sometimes it's like not related to you, monastic. Oh well, okay. I'm sure I'm not doing it full justice.
I just, yeah. I'm curious, is it, do you see it as see it? Is it really a shear? Is it a quantitative thing? Is it a qualitative thing? Is it sort of the mice of like a...
This is my suggestion. This I'm based on Acharon, but not directly answering this Rambam. I would say it as the seer of your Maisa, like the way your Maisa looks, it wasn't supposed to come out to a Misa. It didn't. It doesn't present itself as a this guy's a Ruta. It doesn't present this. Not a Kavana question because it's a Shogi question.
It's a word painting.
Yeah, that's a, from Bohr. I guess that is a terminology I could use. I'm not sufficiently brisker to give a sufficient hagdara to that. But I think that's it could be said. This person's not a begetter rotzeach. All right, so I have other approaches. One of them is Rosh Shmuel. And Rozovsky, he gives a fascinating approach, and he says, even if we accept the Gra and the Kesef Mishnah, it doesn't mean that by everywhere that's going to be the case that you're going to say Pater B'Kol Kocho, because for Nezikin you need a Shem Mazik to be a Mazik, and therefore Kol Kocho doesn't accomplish that to make a Shor into a Shor HaMazik to be Chayv. He says, I don't understand why Rav even had a Safik Kocho Kugufo, not Kugufo, like that doesn't make a lot of sense, that Safik. And Haray, we find by Psukim, by Reticha, that's considered, by like Mashal Barzel, that Kocho is Chayiv. So what do you mean, Kocho is Kufar now? Of course it's Chayiv. The answer is no. Of course it's a Maisa. It doesn't make someone into a Shem Hamazik. So that, he's saying, the Rambam really paskins, theoretically, Kocho is Kegufo Dami, but my Nezikin is Pater. It's almost, care from what we're going to see from Rechaim, but Nezikin has a hierarchy that to get there, you have to be a Shem Mazik. So Koko is Pater, but by Nizik, by Ritzicha, Koko is Chayiv, because you need to have a Maisa. It's, I'm not saying it couldn't be reconciled with Ruchayim, but it's, I think not, he's not addressing the exact same point as Ruchayim is. Ruchayim is much more dealing with the Koko Achram Urba and the Asian and the like, but for many Achram who are comparing these sugyas, I wouldn't have thought I wouldn't have formulated this if I was thinking about Ruchayim. I suppose I don't have so much more time. I'm really just going to satisfy myself with mentioning extremely different approach about that first Rambam in this game, Mamon, and then going to go to Rav Chaim. In the Shilta Gemara, which is in 15, he says, based on what the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Aruch explain in Adye Aduye, and he quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, he didn't quote the Aruch, but many took this approach, the Merkavah, the Mishnah, and the Eben Azel, and several others work on this. They all say that it's Mishuna. And they quote the Perash Mishnayos on the Mishnah, not the Kalash, not the Harar, it says Yochayel Chatzenta because of Mishuna. And therefore, they say, the reason you're putter on the Shar Gadish is because when you drag it, that's Mishuna, the animal that dragged the dish, the coal on top of the Gadish is Mishuna, you're not Chayev for Karen, you're not Chayev for Ish on top of Karen. We find Ish Mishum, Chitz of Lagabe the Adam, we find the Lagabe the Behema, we don't find the Lagabe a Karen. And the Eben Ezel gives an explanation. You don't say if you some kenas, you don't say a chiddush on top kenas, whatever. But that's how the Shilta Gemara proves from those places. The Yerushalmi is, I think, a beautiful rye for this. Another time. By the way, in the Perush Mishnayos, it's actually not so clear at all because in the Kapach and the Korach one, they say that's the wrong girsa and should actually say Sraris. So that would really not be so exciting. But the Shilta Gemara quoted our girsa in the older prints. So, yes, I think there's a teretz, but yes, it's really not so exciting. Now, to the last page. I just meant to mention that approach I think is extremely interesting in learning the Rambam, Mishuna, but then there will be no proof to how you think about Kol Kocho and Kol Terukulo from this Rambam. Like, the Rambam's not talking about it, it's talking about Mishuna. That said, Rav Chaim deals with the question, and this is employed by the postgame in thinking about Kol Kocho Lehalacha. Do we distinguish between different tchumim of halacha? And I know my time is short, so I can't do it, but the Balei Tos has already thought about this, and they say, it's not miskaber to make a chilek between Nezik and Ritzicha and Ayin Zayin and Sanhedrin, because haray we find that we applied kimle, we apply the concept of Ritzicha to Eish, so of course it must be applied from Nezik to everywhere in Torah. So Tos thought there couldn't be a reason to split between Nezik and Ritzicha. And Rechaim tries to medai from the Rambam that that's not the case. The Rambam says by one of the cases that we even quoted on, in Sanhedrin, that he says, Sharei Bami Kocho. The Rambam is Medai. The reason he's Chayav by Retila is because it's Kocho. Oh, the Rambam didn't say it was Maisa. The Rambam didn't say it was Ishim Shum Chitav. He doesn't say that. Ishim Shum Chitav is important. So, Gilagabi Nezikin, he's not necessarily going to carry all the dinim over. Some of them may, but not all, to Retila. And without reading it for now, the Chayim learns that there is a Svara that Ish is, that Ish travels according to what you lit is considered your koach. But then the wind, the fact that it moves further because of the wind, if there's no wind involved, that's koach. Svara. Because there's a cause to say koach amorbo is considered Ish as well. I wouldn't have known that, and that is being megala to us, that's called koho and koho kagufo, is megala to us how to learn it. He says, the svara we could apply everywhere in Torah, except it has to begin with a koach. You can't call it talk about koach al merubo if you don't have a koach. So if it's pasa koho, this is what Tosa was actually talking about. If you throw the rock up in the air and it comes straight back down, it's pater. So it says, what? It should be yuchai mishum mishum chitzav. I'm just getting my soul. I should get nechum rosh gago. This is ruach mitzuyah. What's going on over here? So Tosa has a cryptic line at the end that you're not chai by ruach for by retichon. So the marshal says, cross out, it means rosh ein mitzuyah. Onus. Okay, well, then Tosas didn't answer his question, but others don't say that in the Tosas, and they're bothered by this question. The Chazon Ish has a whole different mahalach of a time delay. Rosh Hashanah likes about the Nesivos, and others of Grum is a matter of time. Meaning the Kohar didn't begin until after I put down my... So I'm just getting myself, it depends on the time. However, Rechaim says that you can't talk about wind until you talk about Koach. Unless you have Koach, then you... So, like, sorry, not so different from Rechaim Bechlau. The Chazon Ish says, based on the Chazon Ish, you could say, the minute you put down the Adnas Genim Asa and you have Kala Kocho, then the wind picks up. You can't have Kala Kocho Merubo, you can't have something mixed in if you don't have what to begin with, Kocho. So therefore, if you throw it straight up and it comes right back down, the minute it went all the way up and stopped and got to velocity of zero, so yes, it's accelerating and gravity takes over, but that's Kocho Acher. True, it's Kocho Acher, but Kocho Acher doesn't mean anything if you started with no Koach. It started with Kala Kocho. And definitely there's what to medayik and discuss very broadly, but the Ran on that Tosos, the Miuchas L'Ran, the Chidushim, seems beautifully to fit a lot of the concepts of the Rav Chaim, as well to distinguish between Nezikin and Ritzicha, unlike the Balei Tosos, and the Remain and David there, about gravity and the like. Rishafter applies this more broadly than Rechaim was directly talking about. And as does the Tuot Shor, as does the Aruch HaShulchan, as do other Achronim, they take these... Rishafter applying the Grach. The Tuot Shor applying the Ra'ah, but whatever. Applying concept to split between Nezikin and Shechita and Ritzicha, and they do it as follows. And Rishafter's formulation is in the last words, it's just that maybe for things like Shechita until Zidai and Ritzicha, then we talk about Koch Rish and Koch Sheni. Only over there, because there you need a higher level of involvement of a person. However, when it comes to everywhere else in Torah, like starting a machine to make matzahs or the like, you need to be maisa. It needs to be maisa adam, it does not need to be koho. Okay? That's his formulation. And it's similar, it's not identical to this Rav Chaim, but of the hierarchy of the Talmud Torah, how much involvement you need, and similar to the last Ma'ar Makom I'll mention, is the Ra'ah, who's dealing with the Rashi, a very fascinating question. If you have Shlita, where there's a knife sitting on someone's lap, and he stands up. So by the end of the second parak, the guy is chayav by Nezikin, if he has a rock fall off his lap, and he's chayav. So what about Shlita? Is that kosher or possible? The Rashi says, well, he tells it's possible. He doesn't explain. The Ra'ah says, what's the chat? He says, oh, I'll tell you. He says that Nezikin Kolechad Iu Garim, this is the last six lines of that in 55, if you've caused it, as I mentioned, maybe it has to do with Acharias. It's not necessarily discussing Grama Garmi, per se, at all, even though it's something like when he quotes as Garmi, but it's probably not necessarily discussing that. The way to machive somebody in Nezikin is Iu Garim. He caused it. He's the Acharai for the following. However, Aval Shechita Apagadalo Ba Kavana Klal Fi Vechatcha Chatiha Yisuricha Toira Koach Adam Adam. He says, yes, you don't need kavana by shechita, but yet you need something more than just having it fall automatically, and you need a koach, and you don't have a koach. That's the raw. That nezikin is defined by lack of ma'aseh achrayus, and therefore, in his discussion, standing up will be mechayev you. Masha inkin, when it comes to shchita ini koach adam. The Rechaim likes, it doesn't quote this, but similar point. Lagavi koach is vavald to shchita, therefore pasha would not be kosher. The I'm just gonna maso case. That chiluk of the ra'ah is employed in other areas. For example, in the Torah Shorah to explain maybe koach kocho, and perhaps you could say koach kocho lagabe nezikin would be chayiv because ihu garum, you're achray in the end of the day, but does not mean koach kocho in other areas will be chayiv. For example, the Ritzach and the Gemara Makos and the like. So let it be that koach kocho is not going to be chayiv by Ritzicha and the like. Okay, any questions on Haris? In the sugyas,
Yishukah.
Yeah, I realized.
No, it's good.